Well, Lauren, great to see you back here at Hoysville. First time in Birmingham to win on the first day. That was a pretty decent round, it has to be said.
Thank you very much. My horse jumped fantastic, and it's a really nice way to start the week, and I'm enjoying the show very much so far.
Coming to this show, one of the, sort of, I suppose, iconic shows, was that something you thought, what, some young horses, a chance to put the horses ready for the indoor season?
Absolutely. This is my first indoor of the year, and a fantastic way to start and a nice welcome for the younger horses.
And looking at the way the winter's going to progress for you, what sort of plans do you have? Presumably, it's going to be a busy campaign for you.
Yeah, I'm heading back to North America soon to do a couple of World Cup qualifiers, and then back to Europe for possibly Stuttgart and one more in December.
Well, there's a sense in American show jumping at the moment, there's a sort of really competitive edge now. There's a real competition for sort of places at the highest level, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have a great group of young riders coming up, and you have to keep working hard to stay at the top.
I was obviously at the Nations Cup final recently, and the frustrations there for the American team just missing out. Presuming you know about it, but to get in the team now, there's been a lot within the equestrian setup in America, a lot of changes.
I think so. I think the old guard's still there, but as I said, we've got, you know, some great young riders with really, really good horses, and it's great to have a well-rounded group at the top.
What's your plan for the rest of the week? What's your sort of what have you got here this week aside from your winning horse tonight?
Ulala will be jumping again tomorrow night, and then hopefully Sunday if I qualify. I have a new stallion that's a bit older but new to me, and then a very nice 8-year-old that will jump sort of the medium tour.